The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Labour workers' rights spokesperson Senator Nessa Cosgrove has called on the government to urgently introduce legally defined maximum temperature limits for workplaces as Ireland prepares for a semi-heatwave. In a moment, we're going to hear from Senator Cosgrove. But first, our reporter, Henry McKean, met workers and builders on Balbriggan Beach and asked them, should there be a law on the maximum temperatures people can work in?
The weather here doesn't be great all the time. It doesn't be 27 degrees, very, very little. And I think if it is 27 degrees, people who are outside working should be able to stop.
They should have the right temperature in the factories and that. They should have aircon. If they have that, then everybody can work.
How are you finding the heat right now?
I think it's beautiful. It's fantastic. We don't get it that often. It doesn't look like we're going to either.
And we're here on Balbriggan Beach. There's a sea breeze. If you were stuck in the office right now, would you be struggling?
Well, you know what? I have been stuck in the office at one stage, and if the aircon is on, I'm fine.
For the few days we do get it here in Ireland, there definitely should be a law. I think it should be illegal to work over a certain temperature. It's dangerous for people's health, both mentally and physically. Well, my husband's a roofer, and he'll be working in this kind of heat. And every day I fear that it's too much for him because it's just too warm. And anyone outside, especially outside that hasn't got access to air conditioning, should. There should be a law against it. But I don't know how you cover self-employed people after that. How do they recoup the money they can't work? So that would be the question I'd ask then.
You're a builder, you're working on a site. It's 26 degrees where we're standing right now. Should they bring in a law once it reaches 27 degrees, you down tools? How are you feeling in this heat?
Quite warm. Yeah, I think if it goes maybe above 27 or 28, there should be some sort of consideration, I think. Like in other countries in Europe and Australia, they have these laws that if it goes above a certain temperature, then you know you have to do hydration breaks and things like that. Make sure you got your sun cream on and everything, but they don't seem to do that here, unfortunately.
Yeah, hydration breaks would be a good idea more often.
Is it too hot to work?
It is really too hot to work. To what we're doing, construction working, is too hot for working. A lot of construction companies do look after you with the sun factor and all that, but yeah, it is a bit too hot for working. There should be maybe a siesta like Spain to do or something like that.
And that was people there discussing with Henry McKean whether or not they thought that there should be a maximum temperature on when and how we can work, particularly outdoors. Senator Cosgrove joins us now on more of this. Nessa, what is exactly that you're looking for here and why?
So, good evening. Thanks, Ciara, for having me on. What I'm looking for is for us to catch up with the rest of Europe again around this issue. So we know that our climate is changing, and we can see, like I suppose we've had the hottest May on record, and we can see now over the next 3 days the temperature warnings that have been issued. So we have a minimum work where we have a minimum amount or minimum temperature that's recommended in the workplace, but we don't have a maximum temperature. So I'm urging the government to actually bring in legislation to say there's a maximum level of work. Okay. Temperature that you should be working in.
And what are you looking for, a specific temperature? Do you have one in mind?
What do we say across Europe now? We could say it's 26 degrees in Germany. In Spain, it's 27. So or anything between kind of 27 and 30. And I suppose just as a bit of a background to this here as well, like I've been working with Unite Trade Union, along with other opposition parties, as I said, about looking kind of about bringing legislation around workers during extreme weather events. So it not only includes extreme heat, but also looking at, you know, storms and those kind of areas as well. So it's I just think we need to kind of improve our legislation and workers' rights and safety and health at work and to kind of be ahead of it now instead of always kind of chasing it.
Forgive me now, but is this not slightly bandwagoning? And what I mean by that is obviously what's happening in Europe now. We hear of temperatures of 40 and in excess of that in France. That's horrendously hot. It's extreme heat. It is dangerous to life. And all of those things are true. But we aren't going to reach anything like that. And we are very unlikely to reach anything like an extreme level of heat in this country. I mean, most people, if you said to them,
I was on my holidays and they said, oh, how warm is it? You go, oh, about 27, 28. They go, oh, gorgeous. You know what I mean? We have warm weather at the moment. For sure we do. I mean, we had Met Aaron on with us yesterday on the show and they said, by the way, we're very unlikely to actually hit a heat wave because you need to have a summer's day every day for an excess of 5 days and we won't actually make that. So this isn't this isn't even a heat wave. But we aren't very likely to ever see anything, certainly in the medium to long term. Maybe it might change, but in the short to medium term, we aren't likely to see anything like 40 degrees here. So is this necessary?
Well, I think if you look even on that point, if you look at, we'll say, Spain, who temperatures get really high and much higher than we'll experience here, that they have a set degree temperature, a maximum temperature of 27 degrees.
And what are you saying happens at 27 degrees? Because I've been in Spain, for example, multiple times on my holidays, like many Irish people, and I'm sitting outside a bar and people are serving me food and drink and everything. Are we saying those waiters shouldn't be allowed work? Because they're certainly working in Spain, irrespective of what you're quoting by way of legislation.
No, not at all about not working. So I suppose it's looking at, you know, if it's looking, and even at the moment, like we say, there is certain conditions, and most employers will abide by this, you know, like having proper work breaks, having shaded areas for outside, you know, having properly ventilated offices, warehouses, factories. And we know that some sectors are more vulnerable to this than others, you know. So it's making sure that practices add out here. And most employers are good, in fairness here, like most employers will abide by this anyway. But it's making sure that if there is a maximum temperature, that employees, and it's not about comfort, it's actually about safety at work.
Okay.
And I think, you know, if you look even, like there's even sun blinds would be an example, and you know that you can work safely at your workstation. Looking at, we say, like,
and would legislation have to be brought in, Nessa, around all of those things? Because you're talking about bringing in a temperature, and you're saying 26, 27 degrees. So
27 to 30, I think so, because we have a minimum temperature.
What are we saying? Like, I'm in the work. I don't know what temperature is today, but let's just say it is 26, because maybe it is. But if it is, should my workplace be doing something, and are you going to legislate for what they should be doing?
Well, we're legislating for the temperature. So we're saying that there is a temperature and we're saying that there should be recommendations. And I mean, the HSA have issued these recommendations anyway, but that there should be recommendations around, like what I said, about ventilation, about fans, about water breaks, about breaks. And possibly if you're not able to work, that you can work from home. You know, if your job allows you to work from home, that you can work from home. And I think it's just keeping in pace with the rest of Europe. I know that we don't often get these climates. You don't, or these temperatures aren't always this high. But we can see all around us our climate is changing all the time.
Are we semi, though, insulting people's intelligence to some extent? I remember in my last job, which was not in this office, which has air conditioning, I was in a GP surgery. And when it got warm, we used to open the windows and we bought fans for the rooms because, you know, so people were comfortable. And we didn't need legislation to tell us to do that. And in fact, I'm not sure what kind of legislation you could to legislate for where I was working out of at the time, a kind of converted building into a GP surgery. But
well, there is legislation, like, supposed to Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act already. It had legislated for a minimum temperature. So what we would like to see that act amended.
Act, when it says minimum temperature, what happens below that minimum temperature?
I suppose that things like heating, you need to have make sure that there's proper heating, make sure people have access to, you know, other additional, say if they're working outside, they've issued additional PPE gear. And we'd be looking for that, I suppose, as construction workers that have been working, again, with safety gear in the heat. So a lot of it will depend on your work practice as well. And of course, common sense prevails. But if we have, I mean, across Europe, there is temperatures and they have temperatures that are much higher than we're experiencing. But we have to be, I suppose, we have to, like, just not keep always being behind. Like, why can't we say, right, our climate is changing? We've had the highest May on record.
I suppose all I would say to you is you're saying we don't want to be behind, but our climate is actually still temperate and not particularly hot. So I'm slightly unconvinced. Lastly, what I wanted to ask you, obviously, the EU presidency, the next round of it is about to land in on top of us. But one of the focuses we're hearing around it is going to be competitiveness. And the EU are talking about cutting back on bureaucracy to allow businesses to function and all of those things. Do you think that this is in keeping with that, this kind of level of bureaucracy?
I think we should very much use this opportunity to make sure that we improve our workers' rights. Like, we've actually the weakest workers' rights in Europe. So I would say the opposite, that this is the time that we should be implementing the EU directive.
The weakest workers' rights by what measure?
About the right to collectively bargain. So when you look at the right to collective bargaining, it's a right to engage with the trade union. So at the moment in Ireland, it's all volunteerism. So you don't have, your employer doesn't have to engage with their employee. And like, there's an EU minimum wage directive, which we would hope would actually be implemented. It should be. There's an action the government have
produced. Am I not right in thinking we have the second highest minimum wage in Europe?
It's a lot more than minimum wage, though.
And sorry, you just said there's a minimum wage that we haven't signed, but we would have a much higher minimum wage.
No, it's
wage
an EU
then.
Directive, an adequate EU directive, which includes, and the main recommendation from that is actually the right to collectively bargain. So that you have a right, the employer has the right, or the employee has a right to engage with their employer. So I think we should use this opportunity to really improve our kind of improve our workers' rights in Ireland. I would think the very opposite to what you're saying about, you know, about bureaucracy. I would think it's completely different.
Senator Cosgrove, Labour workers' rights spokesperson, thank you for joining us. Shane, what do you make of it? Should we be bringing in guidelines or laws around this?
I think it depends where you work, doesn't it? I mean, I think if you're working outside on a building site, there are issues.
They certainly do exist. I think, is it 30 something degrees in Australia, I know, because I have a son who worked on the sites out there, that at some level they say, okay, enough, you got to down tools and things like that. That would make sense. I don't see it at 26, 27 degrees myself.
No, lots of text coming through in it. 40 years ago in Cyprus, everyone was told they could down tools at 40 degrees, but state radio would report it's 39 degrees and rising.
Someone else says, I work on commercial industrial boiler systems and the average temperature in the boiler room is 30 to 35 degrees. And the funny thing is, we have to submit work on safety permits when there are high temperatures.
I've never heard such rubbish in my life, says Cathy. The very same people will be lying on the beach working on their cars or gardens or drinking beer in the pub in 28 degrees if sent home. Please now, come on. There are more serious issues in the world. Spain, do not down tools at 27 degrees. That's rubbish. It's summer for a few days. Enjoy it. Put on your sunscreen, a hat, and proper clothes. I remember talking to a union leader who told me once the worst time ever for a strike was during a heat wave. He said it was just impossible to get people to go back to work. Like you couldn't do a deal.
I thought they were going to say impossible to get people to go on the picket line. You might as well give them the summer off with rising temperatures. We are the first ones giving out when places close over 35 degrees in the Mediterranean when we are there. Do keep your texts coming. We want to hear from you on all of this. Some people might think this is a good idea. No one so far I can see on the text line. But do let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.